Republican Senator Marco Rubio says Islamic State extremists must be confronted.
At the end of the day, either they win or we do. They're not going to stop in Syria. They're not going to stop in Iraq. These people have to be defeated. And you have to defeat them by denying them operating territory.
Rubio accuses President Obama of squandering America's costly, hard-won gains in the Muslim world.
This president ran on the promise of, we're getting out of the way. We're not doing it. We're in retreat. We're in retreat. He ran and he promised. Look, think about this. He got elected by arguing, we're out of Iraq. We're soon going to be out of Afghanistan. Vote for me.
But Rubio says he does not favor a massive U.S. military deployment to fight the Islamic State directly. Rather, he says America must do more to rally the broader Middle East to battle Sunni radicals. His recommendation sounds similar to that of Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, who fears a deployment of up to 50 troops in Syria could be just the beginning.
50 troops is 50 troops. But here is my nightmare. My nightmare is that the United States once again gets caught up in a quagmire which never ends and which leads to perpetual warfare. The world has got to come together.
Fellow Democrat Hillary Clinton's campaign issued a statement saying Clinton sees merit in a limited deployment to Syria but opposes a larger ground war in the Middle East.
These forces do not have a combat mission.
The White House stresses a train and assist role for special forces sent to Syria.
The president does expect that they can have an impact in intensifying our strategy for building the capacity of local forces inside of Syria to take in the fight on the ground to ISIL in their own country.
Defense officials say U.S. troops will enter Syria in coming weeks. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.